K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Kylie.
Hey, Kylie.
Kylie, what's happening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm great.
What's up?
So I had a date. I had a date with a guy named Arthur, and I thought it went really well. We met online, and we kind of had a blind date at Pizza Hut.
What? Pizza Hut?
Yeah, well, I like how they can get, like, the big pitches of beer there.
It's
like,
go, girl!
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's the best place to take a date. And I feel like everything went really great. You know, he was really nice. We had a lot of great talks, but he hasn't called me back. And I don't know. I feel like I might have, like, scared him off or something somehow. I don't know. But
Okay. Well,
yeah.
do you need a little help reaching out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I don't know what to do. I don't know what I did, but I really wanted to talk to him again because he seemed really cool.
So pan, hand toss, did you get cheese sticks? What was going on?
It was pan, yeah.
Oh, nice. Good call.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get Arthur with the old school name on the line and see what's up.
All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Kylie, we know you had pan pizza, so how many pitchers of beer did you have?
Well, there were four, but to be fair,
four?
I did have a few friends stop over the table and share it.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't just the two of us.
So you're doing handouts.
Yeah, I ran into people I knew there, so.
Okay. I wanted her to, like, big gulp them.
I know
what I'm saying?
Stick a straw in it and be done.
I'm liking Kylie.
All right, Kylie, hold on a second.
I big gulped one of them. I big gulped one of them, but the other three I can't take credit for. Yeah.
All right, we're dialing the number here, so be real quiet. We're going to try and get him on the phone here, okay?
Great.
Hello, this is Arthur.
Hey, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
How you doing?
Whoa, that's a lot of voices. What's up?
It's two of us.
We're attacking you. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Hi.
Ah, cool. What's going on?
Well, we're concerned about your love life.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Does Kylie ring a bell?
Yeah. Ring a couple bells.
A couple bells. Double ding.
Yeah, like four pitchers worth of bells.
Yeah,
maybe.
We understand she you guys knocked down four pitchers of beer and had a pan pizza and went to Pizza Hut.
Yeah. That was that. The pitchers helped. That was a good time. That was, I had a blast hanging out with her and her friends, but I think it's just going to be like hangout buddies. I don't know if it's going to be a second date, but it was cool hanging with her crew that showed up.
But you haven't contacted her, so
what's
the deal?
She was kind of interested in doing a second date.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'll just cut right to it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be shallow or anything. So there's this. She has a fake. She's a tattoo artist, right?
Oh, she didn't say.
No, we did not know that.
Okay,
that's
so
cool.
That's what she does, and that's cool. Like, I'm all about tattoos. Awesome. Like, thumbs up. Like, I have two myself. Like, there's a face tattoo. She has a face tattoo.
Like Mike Tyson?
like a little bit more than that.
A little bit more.
A little bit more. It's most of the face. It's taken up. So it says wild baby.
What?
With like kissy lips.
On her face.
It. Yeah.
Where at on her
and
face?
Yeah. What's what?
Like the forehead.
Oh, come on.
This isn't like that, you know, delicate like side cheek thing and it swoops down to the neck. Like this isn't like, you know, we are on the map. So yeah, it's just very it's distracting to a degree that like I mean I can only concentrate so much on it's actually kind of unfortunate because she's really attractive and I feel like that takes away from just what you know natural beauty is right there. So that's actually it feels kind of tragic because I mean aside from what the laser stuff you can't. It's not coming off.
Laser stuff.
Can you guys kind of imagine, like, when she's a grandma? My grandma's the one with the lips on her head.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, this is awesome and cool right now. Like
We know there's lips on there. What you said what, something baby on it?
It says wild baby.
Wild baby.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I feel kind of stuck.
Hey, look, okay, so just because I have a tattoo on my forehead, that's my personal choice, it does not make me any less worthy of a second date.
Well, I mean...
There she is.
Wait, yeah.
Wait, Kylie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, hi.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. I mean, I understand that, but I'm trying to be upfront and honest. Like, I'm not even saying it's like you or whatever. It's just like that your face tattoo is distracting to the point that I have a hard time concentrating, like, on the date or on, like, long extended conversation. Like, it is distracting. I mean, I don't know what, I'm not saying that makes you less of a person, but it's just like, I don't know what to do.
So Kylie, why did you get Wild Baby? What's that? What's the significance?
Okay, so Wild Baby was my nickname growing up. It's not like a weird, like, that wasn't like some weird, like, sorority nickname I had. That was like what my parents called me growing up. I thought it was cute. And because I'm a tattoo artist, like I can kind of get away with having...
Like when you were a baby girl, that's what they called you?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's cool and everything, but like, you're not a baby anymore.
It's
you're
a
like,
family
you're an adult,
name. Yeah.
And like the face, and not even just the face, but like the whole forehead of the face. Like,
that's my decision. And as a tattoo artist, I can have a little bit more freedom with my tattoos.
I get it, but are you trying to like call your business Wild Baby Tattoo one day or something? I'm asking that legit, you know.
No, that's the name that I went by. That's what my parents called me growing up, and I just chose to represent it on my forehead.
Yeah,
I don't see what the problem is.
You know, I don't know, like, I would think just on the shoulder or, like, next to a heart of mom and dad or something. I get it. It's your choice. I'm not trying to say, like, you know, you're not entitled to that, but I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time when we were hanging out, so it sounds like the tattoo was the only problem.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, if we wanted to, like, try to date, like, see what kind of, like, if a relationship, but I don't mind hanging out, like, as friends or whatever.
Well,
but I'm just, you know, I was trying to be honest. Like,
sounds like he's not seeing wedding pictures.
Right, yeah.
But I mean,
okay,
it's cool.
so you'll drink beer with a girl who has a face tattoo, but you won't marry a girl who has a face tattoo. I get it. Okay.
I mean, at least I'm not thinking I will right now. Like, I mean, just call it a hunch, but I'm not, you know, hey, I'm a pretty open guy and everything, but I'm sorry. I'll be honest. I don't want to, you know, pull any punches here. I'd be embarrassed to like bring you to introduce you to my family and like my mom and dad, you know, and that kind of stuff. Like it's just not how we are. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'd rather you hear the truth, but yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Well, I know you said you want to come off shallow, but you're coming off really f-ing shallow right now. I'm sorry. You'd be embarrassed to bring me in front of your friends and family because of the f-ing you, Arthur. Just because of the creative license I take with my own f-ing face, and you say that you're not going to bring me in front of your family?
Well,
and your family, Arthur. Jesus.
Should we try and even set up a second date, or it looks kind of it's not going that way?
Okay, so here we'll offer. Well, if you guys will both agree, we'll send you on a second date. Send you something, you know, dinner wise, you know, go to a concert.
Well, he'd be too embarrassed to go out anywhere, so I don't think so.
There you go,
Arthur.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. Hey, thank you both so much.
Yeah, guys. Awesome.
Welcome.
Way to go, Wild Baby.
Thanks.